What have you seen, I think, after 2.5 years studies on ACPS?
The results we've seen have been quite encouraging in most aspects. The first of all, the most important one, is early production of citrus. We had a crop that was harvestable at 2 years, and a second better crop is on the trees now, approaching 3 years. And this is Hamlin trees on two different rootstocks, C35 and Swingle. Kind of unexpected, but a wonderful benefit also is better use of nitrogen and other nutrients efficiencies, and also better use of water. So improving efficiencies by as much as 15 times for the fertilizer. For the amount of fruit produced per unit of fertilizer, we had a 15 times improvement. And concomitant with that, we were able to measure reductions in nitrate-nitrogen leaching below the root zone of trees that were more efficient at utilizing the nitrogen fertilizer. Finally, the inevitable HLB infections occurred as early as 20 months after planting, and now in its third year, the numbers are rising drastically. So the challenge now is how to keep the growth productive. And we are investigating a whole range of nutritional remedies, both from the ACPS point of view as well as from foliar sprays like the Maury Boyd mixture to make this grove continue to be productive.
When we're talking about much higher efficiencies, that means lower cost of inputs, correct?
That is correct. And dramatically, you can say we've produced trees that are equivalent in size and production to five-year-old trees. We've managed to do that in just 3 years. So you can immediately roughly say that you've cut out 2 whole years of production costs.
Arnold, I saw in a presentation you made some projections of where break-even points might be. Tell us about those if you can.
Yes, this is unverified modeling, but it's a first look at where we could be with a break-even point, which means where the economic, the whole cost of establishing a grove as well as the annual production costs have been totally paid off. That's the break-even point. It could be as early as 8.5 years at about a 363 trees per acre density. The bottom line is that the density that you can plant and maintain, and it is a challenge at the high densities to make the space, the limited space, work. But the bottom line is the higher the density, the sooner the break-even point is. There's a very strong relationship there. And so we are trying to push the limit. Bad news is that with HLB incidents, the trees are going to be less productive, and so the break-even point will be shifted into higher numbers of years, so maybe 10 to 12 years, which is undesirable but maybe a reality.
And when we're looking at break-even, that's compared to standard planting.
Standard planting, the really old planting, I did an exercise and I came up with 18 years for an old-fashioned standard planting, which is 90 trees per acre. That would be a 22 by 22 foot spacing, makes 90 trees per acre, and break-even there would be 18 years, which I think is what people have been seeing in the old plantings. Now, those are becoming unpopular. A modern spacing of 10 by 20, which is 218 trees per acre, you can expect break-even at about 12 years.
To deal with this sort of situation takes some different types of equipment. You got a small tractor in there, right?
Yes, we have a 48-inch wide tractor. That means from wheel edge to wheel edge, that's the maximum footprint. And that is a whole 3 feet less than a standard tractor of about 7.5 feet wide. So the reason for this is that in spacings that are increasingly high density, 300 or more trees per acre, we are forced to use row widths of only 18 down to 15 feet. And so you can see from a standard spacing, modern spacing of 20 feet, we are cutting off about 3 to 4 feet, even 5 feet, and we consequently have to reduce the width of our equipment by the same amount. So that's the reasoning.
To go with this narrow tractor, you've got equipment like spray equipment and herbiciding equipment that'll also reduce to 4 feet.
We do have blueberry sprayers already that are off the shelf and production that are the same width. They're about 48 inches wide. Yeah.
Anything else that we haven't covered you'd like to let growers know?
Well, we're not giving up. That's the bottom line. It's challenging. Things are not. The HLB incidence is happening sooner than we had expected. We had hoped that we could keep trees protected for 5 years, so that's a new challenge being thrown at us, and we are looking at it from every angle to make it work.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.